This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky farmers, businesses, and individuals who purchase ag tags when renewing vehicle licenses are helping to give back to three important organizations. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Crawl says ag tag donations have remained strong this year in spite of the pandemic.
We are so pleased that for the fourth year in a row, we have raised over $600,000 due to the generosity of Kentucky farm families donating $10 at a time at their local county clerk's office each spring for the future of Kentucky agriculture.
Crawl says each of the three organizations share the money raised.
We almost hit last year's mark, and this means a third of that $600,000 and change is going to Kentucky 4-H, a third's going to Kentucky FFA, and the other third is used by our department to help put on shows like the Kentucky State Fair, the North American, and also other agriculture events around Kentucky.
He adds the normal time to donate is when farm licenses are renewed in the spring, with part of the money coming back to the local community.
Any Kentuckian can donate to the Ag Tag Fund. That's something that even if they don't have a farm vehicle, they want to make that donation. We will administer that and get those funds out. And one of the coolest thing about this program is that half the money that's donated at the county level or the 4-H FFA component actually goes back to your local chapters.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
We enjoy the most productive ag industry in the world, powered by the American farmer. The late radio commentator Paul Harvey spoke at an FFA convention about why God made a farmer. Mr. Harvey said, God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer.